Welcome to Classical Conversations on Homeschooling. We believe that every child is uniquely and wonderfully made, and that parents can be the best teachers for their children. Here is Classical Conversations founder, Lee Bortons.
People often ask me how I was introduced to the classical model of education. Well, in 1995, I taught in a Jamaican Christian mission school for 2 weeks. When I first walked into the classroom, I was appalled at the assignments given to the first graders. The six-year-old sat each morning for about an hour, copying, in cursive, a long passage of scripture from the chalkboard. All I could think of was how boring it must seem to them. But by the end of my stay, I changed my tune as I realized the gift these children were being given. All of them could sit quietly for extended periods. All of them could read very difficult words. All of them had memorized scripture, already hiding it in their hearts by copying it over and over. All of them had the fine motor skills required to look up at a board and replicate the work on a piece of paper that they could hold still while they wrote on it. All of them had the hand strength to hold their pencil properly and write with it for a long time without getting cramps in their hands. All of them had beautiful, legible handwriting. Their teacher understood the true nature of educating children. So over the years, I've uncovered a few more. Back then, the teacher knew his or her job was to encourage students to aim high. Classical education provides opportunities for repetition, duration, and intensity of instruction. Classical teachers stick to a core body of knowledge that's part of a Christian culture. Our children at home also benefit from these advantages. With repetition and consistency, our kids know what to expect and can concentrate on mastering the basics.
You've been listening to Classical Conversations on Homeschooling with Lee Bortons. To learn more about Classical Christian Community, visit classicalconversations.com.